a little bit of fiddle to get us set up for my guests today on the Saturday Cafe, David Stuart Bull, Linda Danielson, and Chico Schwal. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Well,
and
thanks.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for letting us be here with you on this not quite so cold day, thank goodness, eh?
But still sort of icy. Did they have ice storms in Wales?
Oh, do they? add a lot of snow to it, too.
I was doing a little reading on Dylan Thomas this morning, getting ready for the show, and he did a lot of live spoken word performances himself, poetry readings. Was the Child's Christmas in Wales part of his repertoire as well?
Well, yes. He actually did a recording of this in New York on one of his last visits to the United States, you know. And but as far as his live readings go, he toured the United States on three different occasions, three separate years, in which he recited a lot of his poetry and some of his short stories. In fact, he even came here to Eugene, I believe, in 1952.
Oh, my goodness.
Quaffed a few pints of ale at Max's Tavern on 13th Avenue and sallied off to the U of O to do a slightly inebriated recital.
And there used to be a plaque in Max's where he allegedly had sat.
But somebody nicked it.
Yeah.
The buggers.
Linda has been fingering her fiddle in a most suggestive fashion.
This is a family show.
She's suggestive.
I did not mean it that way. I just meant that we should remember that Dylan Thomas is not the only star of this performance, because there's music to go with the words, and perhaps we should hear a little of the music.
Yeah, Chico and I do a set of songs and tunes before the reading when we do the full-on public performance, and we'll give you a little sample of some Welsh tunes now. A couple of jigs. The first one is called The Coy Dame in Gloves, and the second
Talk
one
Talk about suggestive.
Oh, yeah. After all. And it's followed by The Roundhouse, and they go like this.
Linda Danielson and Chico Schwal, a set of tunes. They are joining with David Stuart Bull today on the Saturday Cafe because the annual performance of A Child's Christmas in Wales has come back. How do you choose the songs or the tunes to go with this performance?
We like to do a mix of tunes from the various places where Celtic music has lived, and we choose the ones we have been liking to do lately.
Or sometimes ones that we've put off learning. Now all of a sudden, there's an available deadline.
And there's a good excuse. And one of the delights of holidays is, of course, inviting the neighbors in. And sometimes our songs and tunes are not from Wales.
Right. One of the songs that we'll be singing this year is by Colm Sands, who's a contemporary songwriter from...
Is he the same Sands family as Tommy Sands?
I don't think so. Hmm. But I'm not sure. Google only got me so far. he wrote this great song called "Almost Any Circumstance," which fooled me. I could have been led to believe it was a music hall song from 100 years ago. And it goes like this. Well, 7 days are in the week in almost every circumstance, and 4 seasons in the year, or so we learned in school. Never count your chickens when you're dealing with the widow. For many's the wise man fell asleep and wakened up the fool. Well, the first time I saw my love, 'twas on a Monday morning. The second time I saw her was a Tuesday afternoon. When she kissed me on a Wednesday, I couldn't wait for Thursday. But I can tell you now, me boys, that Thursday never came. Well, 7 days are in the week in almost every circumstance, and there are 4 seasons in the year, or so we learned in school. But never count your chickens when you're dealing with the women, for many's the wise man fell asleep and wakened up the fool. Time and turned it into springtime, not too far off. I'd never known that love could change the world so much before. I gave my heart, and in return, she promised me the summertime. Ah, but I can tell you now, me boys, that summer never came. Well, 7 days are in the week in almost every circumstance, and there are 4 seasons in the year, or so we learned in. But never count your chickens when you're dealing with the women. For many's the wise man fell asleep and wakened up the fool.
Indeed.
Happens all the time.
Some of us went to sleep a fool.
At least I woke up wet this morning. I'm really glad about that.
Not ice rhymed. Back to you, David. You've been sitting very quietly and well-behaved over behind that microphone. How many years have you been performing A Child's Christmas in Wales? It seems like it's been a lifetime that I've been...
It has been a lifetime.
I hope it doesn't seem so long.
Well, for some of our audience, it literally has been.
Actually, in 1983, I did my first public performance at Timberline Lodge on Mount Hood during a skiing holiday. And... it was well appreciated by the guests over those holidays, so I decided, well, let's try it in Eugene next year. And so the following year, 1984, I started at Café Central, which is now Café Soraya, and I did it for a few years solo, and then one day I was cleaning Linda Danielson's chimney. I'm a chimney sweep by trade. And I said to Linda, I think that show could use a little music. So, and the rest is history.
And we've been doing it together since the mid-1980s.
Well, there's a lovely, relaxed feeling to it. I've seen it a couple of times, most recently about 5 years back. I think before Chico joined, in fact.
Oh, no. No, he's been there the whole time.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry, Chico. You're just so inconspicuous.
He was
in
back
your
there in the alcove at the cafe.
That's the accompanist's art.
But yeah, we're the live soundtrack. It's sort of like the movie where the music affects you and you don't notice it.
Well, that was the thing. It doesn't feel scripted or prepared. It feels like you're playing whatever feels right at the moment, where he comes to in the story, and it just sort of glides together so naturally. It feels like improvisation, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's a nice compliment.
That's a lovely compliment, yes.
Well, the hardest thing to do is make something seem easy, and so I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of this easy-sounding but extremely well-prepared presentation of A Child's Christmas in Wales. What have you got for me?
And off we go.
For dinner, we had turkey and blazing pudding. And after dinner, the uncles sat in front of the fire, loosened all buttons, put their large, moist hands over their watch chains, groaned a little, and slept. Mothers, aunts, and sisters scuttled to and fro, bearing tureens. Auntie Bessie, who'd already been frightened twice by a clockwork mouse, whimpered at the sideboard and had some elderberry wine. The dog was sick. Auntie Dursey had to have 3 aspirins, but Auntie Hannah, who liked port, stood in the middle of the snowbound backyard, singing like a big bosom thrush. I would blow up balloons to see how big they would blow up to. And when they burst, which they all did, the uncles jumped and rumbled. In the rich and heavy afternoon, the uncles breathing like dolphins and the snow descending, I would sit among festoons and Chinese lanterns and nibble dates and try to make a model man of war, following the instructions for little engineers, and produce what might be mistaken for a seagoing tram car. Or I would go out, my bright new boots squeaking, into the white world, onto the seaward hill, to call on Jim and Dan and Jack, and to pad through the still streets, leaving huge, deep footprints on the hidden pavements. I bet people will think there's been hippos. What would you do if you saw a hippo coming down our street? I'd go like this, bang! I'd throw him over the railings, and I'd roll him down the hill, and then I'd tickle him under the ear, and he'd wag his tail. What would you do if you saw 2 hippos? Iron-flanked and bellowing, he hippos clanked and battered through the scudding snow towards us as we passed Mr. Daniel's house. Let's post Mr. Daniel a snowball through his letterbox. Let's write things in the snow. Let's write, Mr. Daniel looks like a spaniel all over his lawn. Or we walked on the white shore. Can the fishes see it snowing?
You have my favorite line in the entire piece. You brought it for me. Thank you. Mr. Daniel looks like a spaniel.
That's pretty ambitious snow writing, actually, when you think
about it. I think that's the first time that someone has said to us, that to us personally, you know, and I appreciate that.
My guests today on the Saturday Cafe, David Stewart Bull, Linya Danielson, and Chico Schwall. They are performing A Child's Christmas in Wales at Cafe Soraya beginning December 16th and continuing through the 23rd on Wednesdays and Thursday at 9:30 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee at 3, and then again Monday through Wednesday again at 9:30 p.m.
And do anybody call ahead for reservations because... because otherwise you won't have a place to sit.
And if anybody needs a repeat of the details, I think they're on the KLCC calendar online, right?
www.klcc.org. Go to music calendar. I'll also announce them again on the folk calendar throughout the next week. So there's no excuse for forgetting this wonderful event. Thank you again for joining me. I, I hope Leslie forgives me for you jumping ship and joining the Saturday Cafe this year.
Thank you so much. It was very enjoyable.
Yes.
Our pleasure.
It's lovely to be here. I think that the terraced fountain is a lovely touch in the studio.
Well, the rose petals floating on the water. It ices up in winter, though. That's the problem. You know, it's been kind of burping little trickles of sleet for the past week.